The Lord is our help and our shield. These devotions are intended for everyone, but especially for military personnel and their families. We listen to the words recorded in the first book of Chronicles, the 9th verse of the 22nd chapter. But you will have a son who will be a man of peace and rest, and I will give him rest from all his enemies on every side. His name will be Solomon, and I will grant Israel peace and quiet during his reign. The title of the devotion is Peace and Quiet. Peace and quiet. That's what a busy mom looks forward to when those little ones finally are in bed. That's what her husband enjoys when he sits in his boat with a line in the water. There's a time for excitement and action, but not all the time. A person needs a break from stress and uncertainty. So does a nation. Beginning with its first king, the nation of Israel moved from one crisis to another. David, the second king, fought so many battles that God said he had too much blood on his hands to be the builder of the great temple. King David usually did not look for trouble. It did often find him, however. He spent hours deep into the night, pondering how to face them. He must have longed for sleep on some of those nights. However, sometimes even in sleep, there is no rest. An officer in the mighty 8th, which took such a pounding when making raids against Axis targets in World War II, made this report. The men live the battles in their sleep with considerable mental disturbances. The other night, the men went into the barracks and found Captain Fenton flying an apparently tough mission. Apparently, his ship was hit, and he exclaimed, "Co-pilot, feather number 4. The lieutenant, sound asleep, answered him. Both of them, sound asleep, piloted the severely damaged fort back home. Sleep doesn't always bring peace. Some dreams refight battles of years long ago. Some of those sleepers yell out, or strike out, they may find little rest. And nations, what candidate for president would be so foolish as to promise that if he were elected, the country would never go to war? Some things are out of our control. Not so for the Lord of the nations. Solomon was not elected to be the leader of Israel. The Lord placed him into that position of power and responsibility. He then decreed that this king and this nation would have peace and quiet during Solomon's lifetime. Those who might have said, "I have to see it first," saw it. History records it. In war zones, it is not uncommon for a group planning a mission to hear the warning, "Remember, the enemy has a vote." The best of plans might need to be adjusted because the enemy does something unexpected. We cannot change his plans. We can only try to improvise, adapt, and overcome. The Lord God does not need to resort to that approach. He can control the plans and actions of nations and their leaders as easily as he controls storm clouds. War is a consequence of sin. Wars and rumors of wars, according to Jesus, will continue to the end of time. But the Lord of glory will determine how often, how long, and where he will permit wars to take place. The same is true of any consequence of sin that can threaten the welfare of his people. We remember that Jesus descended from the line of David and Solomon. He is called the Prince of Peace. Of him it is said, "You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is steadfast, because he trusts in you." Isaiah 26:3. We trust in him. He is the Savior God who fought to overcome the power of the evil one. We can set aside every fear and worry when we walk with him. Midst the loud and sometimes chaotic world, he offers our soul peace and quiet. We pray, Heavenly Father, we place ourselves into your hands. You guide us. You keep us. You give us times of peace and quiet. Amen. This message has been produced by Wells Military Services. For added devotions or to learn more about our ministry to the military, go to www.wellsmilitary.net. I leave you with these words of Scripture: God's faithfulness will be your shield.